The question is, what has been the most difficult obstacle for you becoming a poet? And for me, even though always knew I wanted to become a writer of some kind, my path to poetry and literacy was delayed by my long undiagnosed dyslexia, which kept me illiterate until I was 11 years old. And even though I couldn't read myself, I would spend afternoons with my grandmother, who loved books. And she would read out loud to me the classics, such as Beowulf and the Odyssey and Great Expectations, are some of the ones I can remember. For me, my first introductions to literature were audible, something heard, and so I first experienced them musically, which I think later would influence the ways I would approach my poems. As I became literate and began to write for myself, mostly fiction at first, and continued to wrestle with my dyslexia in high school and college, I eventually learned how to listen to my inner voice and to trust how my brain jumbled up syntax and mismatched words and how it reversed order. And I eventually discovered that my most interesting lines and surprising images came out of my dyslexia. To this day, I keep a small notebook of misheard or misread or misspoken lines, and this journal has become the genesis of some of my best poems. But first, I had to learn how to work with it and how to find the music in my disability.